under Republican Jeff Sessions will provide Congress with documents on that gun-running operation. The Pakistani Taliban has issued a statement confirming that a U.S. drone strike yesterday killed at least 20 of their fighters, many of them suicide bombers. And a Pakistani newspaper says among the dead were also a prominent Pakistani Taliban commander and a suicide bombing trainer. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
President Trump is reportedly upset with his White House press secretary for her handling of questions about allegations that he once had an affair with an adult film star. CNN is reporting that President Trump is very unhappy with press chief Sarah Huckabee Sanders after she acknowledged at a press briefing Wednesday that the president has been involved in a legal dispute with Stormy Daniels stemming from her allegations. During the press briefing, Sanders had said that an arbitration process had gone in the president's favor.
This case is already been won in arbitration, and anything beyond that, I would refer you to the president's outside counsel.
By doing so, a source tells CNN that Sanders essentially, quote, gave the Stormy Daniels storyline steroids. Michael Cohen, Trump's longtime personal lawyer, paid Daniels $130,000 shortly before the 2016 election to keep her silent about an alleged affair with President Trump. And Cohen acknowledges the payment but insists it came from his personal funds, which would distance President Trump from that payment. And bones found on a Pacific island might in fact be those of missing aviator Amelia Earhart, as an anthropology professor, Richard Jantz, tells NBC's Today Show. He's 99% sure the bones discovered on that island in 1940 are the legendary aviators, even though a 1941 analysis claimed that they belonged to a male. But the professor says the new methods and new technology show they are likely Earhart's bones. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, the emergency manager is leaving the building. He's in charge, no worries. Forecast for today is mostly sunny, high of 43, so let's get some of that snow melted. There's a 20% chance of slight snow showers tomorrow. And we all know what Jim says about 20% of anything. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 40. Perfect day for Maker's Day in South County. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 42. And Sunday night into Monday, there's a 30% chance of one more snowstorm coming through.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
city band scooter searching for his groove.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. This is kind of a reach, Jennifer.
Why?
Are you playing the song just because it's Freeze?
No, because I like it.
Okay, never mind. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Jennifer mentioned it in her weather report, Maker's Day is happening this weekend at the South County Branch Library. You won't want to miss this great family event. The North County Branch Library will be following suit on March 24 with their Maker's Day event. We'll tell you what to expect. The 22nd annual Friends of HCL book sale is fast approaching. We have information about book donations and sale dates and times. Jennifer says, if life gives you melons, you might be dyslexic. I blew it. I can't say dyslexic. News about National Library Week, upcoming March programs and concerts for kids and adults, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Jennifer also mentioned that Chris Phelan, Chamber President, was wearing a different hat over the last few days. He's also the Emergency Management Coordinator for
Raritan
Township. So he stopped in to give us an update on, he said, 8,000 people are still without power?
In the township.
Still a lot of trees down. That's why schools were closed today. I think he said 72 roads were still closed, if I'm not mistaken. So Hunterdon County still cleaning out of the second of a possible three storms. Jennifer, what is the update on this third storm?
It's only 30%.
But is it going to be another nor'easter? Three nor'easters in a row? And I thank Mr. Springsteen for opening our show today. Big fan of our show and a big fan of his.
Right now it doesn't seem to be much of anything.
Is it a possible nor'easter if it hits the right track?
I'm not seeing it. But
I like being optimistic for a change.
I spent all my day yesterday with my energy pushing that storm out to sea further and further.
You know, my theory is now, Jennifer, this last few years, I think has convinced it for me. I haven't heard this ever, so this is my theory alone. Which, you know, are so solid and based in fact.
Yes.
I believe the seasons have shifted on us.
Oh, you've said that before, I think.
I think we're about a month off on seasons. I'm calling winter now, really, the winter months, February, March. January, February, March is now winter. I think fall is now October, November, December is fall.
I always find December such a non-season month.
December is a fall month, Jennifer.
It is, but it's really not fall, and with like all the Christmas stuff.
I mean, pure fall. Then January, February, right. March, I'm calling winter. I mean, winter up to the end of March, then April, May, June, spring. Because June can still be kind of cool sometimes. And then July, August, September. September is a summer month now. I think the seasons have shifted about a month in our lifetime. Agree, disagree?
Disagree? No, but December I always feel like, I know it's firmly in fall. But I also feel like with the Christmas, it kind of lends itself more toward...
The last few years, March has been the worst winter month.
I know.
So I think it's the new February. March is the new February.
I'm going to sneeze.
So if you ever hear that anywhere else, you heard it first on the Library Show, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. What did you do on your snow day, Jennifer? Anything fun?
It was Brian's birthday.
Very good. Brian is Jennifer's husband of years. How many years?
Same as you.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to do the math now. 20...
See, if you're 24. Paying attention, yes.
Okay, 24 years. Very good. Congratulations to Brian. How old is Brian? We can't say on the air.
He's older than you. He's older than me.
Okay, so let me tell you what I did on my snow day.
What'd you do on your snow
day? In between shoveling the driveway, which I try to do a little bit at a time.
You've got a long driveway.
Yes, I also have a snowblower, but it was very wet and heavy snow. Yeah. Snowblower struggles in that. So I kind of helped it out a little bit. But between that, my daughter and my wife were home. We decided to do a little movie marathon. I watched three movies yesterday, Jennifer. three of these recent Academy Award movies, and I'd like to give you my opinion on them if I can.
Can I stop you?
You could try. The first one I watched was Darkest Hour.
Okay.
Which I believe Gary Oldman won Best Actor.
He did, which I said he would, but I thought Daniel Day-Lewis should have.
I don't think so.
But, okay, so what'd you
think? So he portrayed Winston Churchill, did a great job. My opinion, I thought it was a good movie. My opinion on it, I mean, it was basically based around Churchill becoming the prime minister, and he had opposition at first because he wanted to fight, and everybody else wanted to try to settle for peace. But, of course, you're not settling for peace with Adolf Hitler at that point. He's already taken over Europe. So,
but did you notice?
Thankfully, Churchill came in at the right time, pretty much like Abraham Lincoln, Jennifer.
It tied back into Dunkirk.
Exactly, and that's my point I'm going to make. I believe Dunkirk and Darkest Hour should have been the same movie. They should have just combined those two movies and went.
That would have been really long.
They could have shortened it up. I think both of them were too long as it was. They could have had the best of both those movies and made one blockbuster. That's my opinion.
You know, my favorite part of Darkest Hour was
the Darkest Hour.
Yeah, the secretary, his secretary.
Yes,
and she's always typing his notes and everything, and he's in the bathtub. And he's like, I'm coming out, au naturel or something.
Yes.
And she just, the look on her face was priceless. She was really good.
Yes, so. So decent. And Oldman, of course, did a very good job. So, I mean, the interesting thing about World War II movies, Jennifer, is you can come at it from so many different angles.
Right.
Right? There's so many great movies from different points of view.
Yes.
Okay, the second movie, Jennifer, was Coco, the latest Disney Pixar offering. Did you ever have any interest to see that? So, according to that, I thought that was good as well. Not great. Disney, at their best, has a very efficient way of storytelling. And this one rambled on a little bit. Still a good story, but it just seemed to drag a little bit for my liking. Disney, usually, and for some reason, Disney has lost the art of writing songs for their animated features.
Well, they used to have a stable of...
Well, they used to have the Sherman Brothers,
right.
First of all. And then they had... Howard Ashman and whoever the other guy was, but they can barely get out one song.
No.
In Coco,
and then Elton John did some for a while.
Right,
and
they kind of went that way. Phil Collins did one because they didn't have like these songwriters anymore, so they went that way. But now they can't even do that anymore, Jennifer. I mean, Coco had about a half of a kind of listenable song, and that was it. So, I mean, I really appreciate people like the Sherman Brothers. I think it's a lost art. That you can write songs that move the story along. That's why there's no musicals, I don't think, anymore. Any new musicals that are really... they make into movies. You're just politely agreeing with me. I appreciate that, Jennifer. My final movie...
Yes.
...was Three Billboards Outside
of... Oh, how was that?
...Ebbing, Missouri. It was different.
I wanted to see that.
It was... I mean, it was... watchable. It was another just good. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie, but it's just, I don't know. I think the point it was trying to make was about, I mean, people, you had different impressions of people throughout the movie, and those impressions changed about different characters. Like, sometimes you liked Frances Dormand, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Character.
McDormand, yeah.
McDormand. She won for Best Actress, I believe. And I believe
yes,
Sam Rockwell won for
yes,
Best Supporting Actor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I didn't see the other performances to judge. But you changed your mind about each character in that movie. You didn't like him at some point. You liked him at some point. You didn't know what to know. So they tried to keep you off guard. I think that might have been the point of the movie.
It could be.
But it was good. The best picture winner, I believe, was Shape of Water.
Yes.
I have no idea what that's even about.
It's some kind of fantasy kind of thing. It's a young boy and a teacher, I think.
That doesn't sound...
It's during a summer camp. I've seen the previews
for
it.
What, they have a relationship?
Yeah.
What? Jennifer, that's not what it's about. Don't spread rumors like that on the radio. All right, well, it's time for our first break. While Jennifer's looking up what The Shape of Water really is about, we're going to go to our first commercial break.
No, it's a different one than I thought it was. I'm sorry. Oh, If You Know My Name or some, Call Me By Your Name. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Shape of Water. No, that was a different one.
We'll come back with the plot for The Shape of Water after these messages.
Mm-hmm.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. I got to think of another word for starring.
I don't like starring.
I know, I don't either. All right. I forgot to mention first that if you listened to last week's show, our new library director, James Keebler, was on. So if you would like to get to know our new director, just go to Hunterdon Chamber Radio, punch up the Library Show archives. Get to know our new director. I listened to the show. I thought you guys did very well. I didn't think you delivered my joke very well, but other than that, it was good. You didn't give it that. You needed that pause in the middle, Jennifer. Our new library director, James Keebler, has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the local zoo.
I don't have your timing. just to correct before we went to the break, The Shape of Water is the Guillermo del Toro movie, the fairy tale set during the 1960s Cold War America.
Fairy tale, so what happens?
Trapped in an isolated life at a high-security laboratory, Elise and a mute maintenance worker discover... Oh, no, Elise is the mute maintenance worker. She discovers a top-secret experiment. From there, she begins an unexpected transformative journey of love. So the one I was thinking was Call Me By Your Name.
So she falls in love with some aquatic animal.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to watch this one
watch
now.
This
You're
one.
Piquing my interest, Jennifer.
Oh, good.
Today in history, this time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions. But events that happened on this date today is March 8th. I also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on March 8th. See if she knows who they are. Or if she could breathe any louder into the microphone.
It wasn't me breathing. I did something. I don't know what it was. I think I hit it.
Okay, let's start with 1775, Jennifer. March 8th, 1775. An anonymous writer publishes African Slavery in America. It's the first article, Jennifer, in the American Colonies calling for the emancipation of slaves and the abolition of slavery. Who do most people believe this person was that was the first person to call for this justice?
Thomas Paine.
How did you know that?
Because he wrote Common Sense, and I just took a guess.
Wasn't common sense back there about slavery, obviously, if he's the only one. And then it took another 90 years, I'm sorry, to get rid of it. Speaking of the Civil War, Jennifer, the naval battle of Hampton Roads begins on this date.
We were speaking of the Revolutionary War.
We were?
Oh, you mean speaking of slavery. 90 years later, okay.
You're out of it today, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm just going to have to carry the whole show, aren't I?
Yes, you are, like usual.
The Battle of Hampton Roads begins today, Jennifer. Describe to me the Battle of Hampton Roads, a very significant battle in the American Civil War.
I've never heard of it.
No?
No.
Otherwise known as the Battle of the Ironclads.
Oh, the Minotaur and the Merrimack.
Correct. Hampton Roads is the waterway down by Norfolk, Virginia Beach. Going up the James River, I believe. 1971, Jennifer. The fight of the century commences. Well, the fight of the century happens on this date. Give me who the participants were and who won.
It was Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Mm, correct. And the decision?
Ali.
Frazier in 15. You never think Frazier beat Ali, but I believe he beat him this one time. In 1974, Jennifer, what is the name of the airport that opens in Paris, France?
Charles de Gaulle.
Very good. Charles de Gaulle Airport. Born on this date in 1902, Louise Beavers.
It sounds familiar.
She died in 1962. Louise Beavers was an actress, Jennifer. She was in one of your favorite films. See if you can tell what role she played. She was in Holiday Inn.
Oh, was she the housekeeper?
Yes, correct. Is your name Miss Linda? Okay, Louise Beavers. She was in like a million movies, by the way. 1945, Mickey Dolenz.
He was from the Monkees.
Any idea what instrument he played? He was the drummer for the Monkees. 1948, Peggy March.
Nope.
Born in March. Ironically. She was a singer best known for the song I Will Follow Him.
Oh.
Ever hear that song?
Yes.
And then finally, 1959, Aidan Quinn. I'm kind of reaching on this one, but you might know him because
he was a movie.
He's like a hunk.
Star.
Yeah.
You think he's a hunk?
Well, I thought you might have.
But he's one of those people I couldn't tell you what he's in, but when you give me the list, I'll.
He was in a lot of things. I'll give you Legends of the Fall.
Yes.
Because he was in there with Brad Pitt. Dreamy Brad Pitt. All the girls love that movie, right?
I don't know.
He was in like Tobey Maguire, the third brother there.
I think so, yeah.
Brad Pitt was an ass in that movie. Can I say that on the air?
You can say whatever you want. There's no FCC regulations.
Everybody's like, he was like the great, because he was such a wanderer, such a free spirit. The kids, what was his name? It was a popular boy's name after that movie because we thought he was so awesome. Tristan.
Tristan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, that's my opinion on that. I'm very opinionated today, Jennifer.
You are.
You might want to turn my microphone off.
I don't care.
1930, Jennifer died on this date. William Howard Taft.
He was the president of the United States, and you're going to ask me what number and...
No.
Okay.
One other thing about him. He's the only president... To be president and what other high political position?
Secretary of State.
Incorrect.
Nope. What?
Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. How about that?
Interesting.
People kind of make fun of him because he was heavy, but he's done way more in his life than I have. Not that I'm light or anything, but... 1971, Harold Lloyd. Died Harold Lloyd. He was born in 1893.
Nope.
So the forgotten. The big silent movies had three big film stars, Jennifer. Harold Lloyd is one of the three. Could you name the other two?
Rudolph Valentino.
No, like comedy.
Oh, comedy. Oh, I don't know.
Don't know. Charlie Chaplin. Oh, you're not. You're only half listening.
I'm only half here.
Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton and Harold Lloyd were the three big silent era funny men. Okay?
Okay.
For future reference?
For future reference.
Died in 1999. I actually thought he died well before this, but obviously not. Joe DiMaggio.
Jolton Joe, New York Yankees. He was married to Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm. What position did he play? Center field. What was the big record?
What
was the big record he set that is still a record to this date, which will probably never be broken?
I don't know.
He hit safely in the most consecutive games. 56 games he hit safely.
Hmm.
It's been approached a few times, but no one has topped it yet. And that was set in the 40s, I believe. And finally, Jennifer, I hope you get this one. 2016, George Martin died.
The Game of Thrones author?
That's George R.R.
Martin. Yeah, I was going to say.
No, George Martin.
Nope.
In my opinion, Jennifer, is the fifth Beatle.
Oh,
he was their producer. He actually taught the Beatles all about music. He played a lot of instruments on their music. He wrote a lot of this music for their music. So the fifth Beatle, George Martin, died on this date.
I'm sorry to hear
very
your
important,
loss.
Very important person in music.
Sorry for your loss.
And you didn't even know.
I didn't even know
who he was.
Didn't even know.
Didn't know who Peggy March was. You don't hate music, Jennifer?
No.
Okay, moving on. We need to talk about some library stuff. And first off, the big event is coming up this Saturday is Maker's Day. We have two different Maker's Days this year on two different dates. And the first one is at the South County Branch Library this Saturday, March 10th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. South County Branch Library is located on Route 173 between Flemington and Lambertville, kind of right on the left side, about a mile and a half on the above Lambertville.
One mile north is the name of the plaza because it's, well, 1 mile north. It's 3 miles due south of the fairgrounds.
Just punch it into GPS. Exhibitors that will be there on Saturday at the South County Branch Library, the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead, the Red Mill Museum, and the Hunterdon County Parks will have some demonstrations. Activities include tool stations and woodworking, no-sew bags, Take Apart Station, Little Bits and Paper Circuits, a button maker, Lego challenges, and special making activities for toddlers. We actually have scheduled demos, Jennifer, so if you're there at 10 a.m., you want to learn about flower arranging. Be there at 10 a.m. 11 a.m., there'll be a tutorial on hand tools. 12 p.m., origami. 1 p.m., a beading demonstration. 2 p.m., crochet. And 3 p.m., another beading. I guess they're thinking that's going to be very popular. So Maker's Day, the idea behind it, which I should mention that our new library director, James Keebler, was the driving force behind New Jersey Maker's Day, correct?
We talked about it last week, yes.
Okay, so I don't. Am
I thought
I,
you listened.
I'm being redundant.
I thought you listened. You said you listened.
I did listen, but is it, should I should say it again?
Yes, you should. No, you should.
It's a pretty important point.
Big deal, yeah.
So we thank him for that. So even before he came, the Hunterdon County Library was running with it. So we were kind of already simpatico.
And he said that a lot of people would use North County Branch as a, do you know what they're doing for Maker's Day?
So the idea behind Maker's Day, I bet James could have probably said this better than I did last week. Is
he did.
Well, then why don't you repeat
no, I don't.
What James said?
No, I don't. Go ahead. You're doing fine.
Okay. What is Maker's Day? What is the idea behind Maker's Day?
It's just to introduce new things into the library and to bring people into the library who think that it's just old, musty books and that kind of open them to
that's
new skills.
That's a terrible description. That's what we do with all of our programs. But Maker's Day is about learning new hobbies, possibly, right?
Yes.
We didn't mention that part.
Again, I was getting there.
Demonstrations, maybe getting outside your own comfort zone and maybe learning something new,
mm-hmm.
something fun, something that might change your life.
Possibly.
Right, maybe you end up being the world champion beater after South County Branch Maker's Day, and you wouldn't have known that. Or you get a, you become origami champ and travel the world. Just because of South County Branch Labor Day. Is that our telephone?
That's our telephone. You keep talking.
Okay. We want to thank the Friends of the Huntington County Library, ShopRite of Flemington, and the Gilded Lily Florist for sponsoring Maker's Day and helping making it possible. We obviously have a listener because they were correcting me on the address of the South County Branch Library. It's Route 179.
Yes.
I said Route 173.
Yes.
Is there a Route 173?
It's up in Bloomsbury. I didn't catch it.
It's the world of GPS. Just take, I don't know where you're coming from. You can be coming from any direction. But 179 between Lambertville and Ringo's on Route 179. You can't miss it. And then
before we move on to North County, we want to thank ShopRite of Flemington for their support. I'm sorry.
I already said that, Jennifer.
I missed it. And Gilded Lily. You said it? I missed it.
Yes, I said it.
All right. And the Friends. All right, go to North County.
We're going to commercial break early. I want to...
This is why we can't have Facebook.
This is why we can't have people that... Bring their A games to radio shows.
I didn't think we were going to do it today.
So you just totally checked out, didn't you?
I did.
Maker's Day at the North County Branch Library will be happening on March 24th, a scant 2 weeks after. We usually have it on the same day. I mean, there is a New Jersey Maker's Day, but North County Branch could not do it on Maker's Day proper, so they had to pick their own day, which is good, which means you can go to both Maker's Day, which I believe James said on the last show.
He did.
So North County Branch, blessed with the more size than the South County Branch Library, Jennifer, can do more things.
Not the size that matters, Jim.
Actually, here's a good paragraph describing Maker's Day. Join us for a day of creative making. New Jersey Maker's Day brings together do-it-yourselfers, artists, crafters, computer programmers, and robotics clubs for a day of interactive, creative inventing. There's a misplaced comma there. All activities are free, and most are available on a walk-up basis while supplies last. Exhibits are in both the library and community center on March 24th at the North County Branch Library. Come for an hour or spend the day. There is something for everyone ages 6 to adult. I guess I should mention that Maker's Day is 6 to adult. Though, if you walk in with a 5-year-old...
No, and South County has South County's having a toddler craft table, so...
Right. So, that 6 to adult is just... Ignore it. Please check the library website at hclibrary.us for updates to the schedule. Let me just briefly go over the North County Branch schedule. But you have it in front of you, Jennifer, so why don't you tell us some stuff going on at the North County Branch on March 24th for Maker's Day.
Let's see. You can pound some metal and engrave a pendant with Reddington Metalworks. You can watch a first tech challenge scrimmage between three New Jersey teams. Learn how teams design, build, program, and operate robots.
I think we're a little high volume-wise. You're like way in the red over there. Okay, thank you.
Discover what 3D printing is all about. Drive a mini robot or make a paper airplane. Design an electronic bookmark. Cheer for your favorite robot in a Lego BattleBots challenge. Build motorized models using Bricks for Kids gears. Design a Play-Doh creation and then light it up with squishy circuits. Build a balloon race car. Watch a skilled craftsman work on a loom and try it yourself. Learn the intricate art of origami. Make an LED felt flower and take it home to enjoy. Watch a sewing or quilting demonstration. Design a video game with help from Game U. Visit the Cherryville Repeaters Club and learn how ham...
Game U.
Learn how ham radio operators have been makers for over 100 years. Make slime with the local Etsy business owners of Leopard Print Slime. Try bead stringing, weaving, wire working with the Delaware Valley Beaders. That's about it.
It's a lot, Jennifer.
It's a lot. Oh, make a button maker. Button maker's traveling up north.
So, yeah, you can make your own button. Can you make your own design with that button maker?
I would bring it.
They should have like just circles that you can
I think
out.
They do. No, I think they do.
Okay, good. Then you can make your own personalized button, or we can have designs that are available that you can use. But we know how creative people in Huntington County are. They can one may make their own button.
We do have a program note.
What is that?
Tonight's movie, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, has been postponed to March 29th. Because the meeting room at the headquarters library is an emergency shelter.
Which I think we should mention.
Yeah.
Why don't we tell them exactly what you're talking about?
It's an medical emergency shelter at the headquarters library. If you don't have power and need a place to come, come on over. There's some cots set up. There'll be some emergency care if you need it.
So if you're out of power and you need a place to stay tonight,
yes,
Huntington County Library is an option. Is that what you're trying to say?
I think so. It was not clearly explained to me.
Get the emergency manager back in here.
Much well, anyway. But yeah, so we're going to postpone that till the 29th of March.
Very good. I think this is more important.
Yes. And the county has done a really good job keeping everybody updated on what's been going on.
Hopefully everyone made it through the storm okay.
You can go to their website, co.hunterdon.nj.us, and sign up for emergency notifications as a resident of the county. I got a message Saturday morning, just a general message on the state of Hunterdon County, which was very helpful.
Just in general? Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't just for employees. It was for anybody.
Economically?
The weather, the emergency, the state of emergency.
Did I see you pulling up trivia over there?
I did, but you're going to complain about it. You're not going to be happy.
What, since when do I not complain about something?
I don't know.
What's it about?
It's just sort of easy peasy, I think.
Is there a topic?
No.
It's general trivia?
Trivia list. What is the only bird known to fly backwards?
I think you gave me this one before.
Did I?
That sounds familiar.
What's the answer?
I don't know. Hummingbird?
Yes, it is. What's the official language of Greenland?
Icelandic.
Greenlandic. Close. In the 1997...
Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
American science fiction comedy Men in Black. Which actor played Agent K?
James... Wait, what's his name?
That's what I'm
asking.
Not
Will Smith, it's the other guy. Give me a second. Give me his initials.
TLJ.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones. Why couldn't I think of his name?
The penny farthing was a popular type of what?
Money.
Bicycle. What is the largest living bird by wingspan?
The condor. Albatross.
Albatross. Wow, that was good. Very good. Wandering albatross. Which baseball team won the first World Series championship in 1903?
Red Sox.
They were called the Americans back then. Which American duo released the studio album Sounds of Silence in 1966?
Simon and Garfunkel?
Yep. Why were you asking?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I thought it was...
What is the favorite food of Teenage
sarcastic.
Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Pizza.
Jason Voorhees is the main antagonist in what movie franchise?
Friday the 13th.
What breed of horse is best known for use? Its use in racing?
Thoroughbred. Standardbred.
Thoroughbred.
Horse standardbred. They race standardbreds, Jennifer.
But which is best known?
Depends on who you ask. Thoroughbred.
If you were...
just a program that our special Kentucky Derby show will be coming up in about 2 months.
2 months. Well, next week our...
I already know who the winner's going to be.
Next week our special Ides of March program will be coming up.
Is it March 15th? It's only March 14th.
No, it'll be the 15th.
Oh, it is. So I guess you'll know one of the Today in History questions.
If you were in the city of Turin, what country would you be in?
Italy.
Who directed the 2018 superhero film Black Panther?
I just was reading about this movie.
Yeah, it's like the highest grossing film, one of the top 10.
Of all time, yeah. Nolan.
Ryan Coogler.
Oh.
What is the capital city of Canada's Yukon Territory?
No idea.
White horse. According to the Bible, who is the disciple that betrayed Jesus?
Judas.
Iscariot, yes. What was the Major League Baseball's Yogi Berra's real name?
Not Dale, was his son. Peter.
Lawrence Peter. In our solar system, which planet has the shortest day?
Mercury.
Jupiter.
Really? Why?
I don't know. The RMS and HMS Britannica were sister ships to which other British passenger liner?
The QE2.
Titanic. The Cajun Holy Trinity of cooking consists of which three vegetables?
Okra.
Onions, bell pepper, and celery.
Oh.
In 1513...
Interesting question.
Who became the first European explorer to set eyes on the Pacific Ocean?
On the Pacific? Cook.
Balboa. The Battle of Jutland was a naval battle that occurred during which war?
One.
Yes. And there was also a Battle of Jutland that occurred in Hunterdon County in the early part of the 20th century.
I almost lived in Jutland originally here.
Did you?
Where? I've never been there. Is it, there a town there?
No, I think it's just one of those areas.
Right.
I don't think it was a town center. But during the tricentennial, they did a program. There was a standoff.
In the Revolutionary War?
No. Like in modern times. It was just a standoff between farmers and...
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And the government?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You want more?
Sure.
What was the name of the ship on which Charles Darwin served as
the Beagle?
Which was the first console video game that allowed the game to be saved?
Interesting. Nintendo.
The Legend of Zelda.
Oh.
Who was the leading point scorer in NBA history?
Michael Jordan.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Jordan didn't pass it?
I don't know. In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of Harry Potter's pet owl?
Hedwig.
Sriracha is a type of hot sauce named after a city located in which country?
Spain or Mexico?
Thailand. Jim Carrey and Renee Zellweger starred in what comedy film released in 2000 about a cop with a dissociative identity?
Me, myself, and Irene.
Correct. Which gland in the human body regulates metabolism?
Pituitary.
And the one that I don't have.
You don't have a pituitary?
No, I don't have
gland?
A thyroid.
Oh, you don't have a thyroid?
Yeah.
Is that... I didn't know that was a thing. You can remove a thyroid and you're okay?
Mm-hmm. Or...
Is this something we can talk about on the air?
As reasonable effects, if you want.
I mean, so what do you lack not having a thyroid?
A metabolism.
A metabolism? And what does your metabolism affect? I'm not a doctor,
Jennifer, no, like...
But I'd play one on TV.
The number of calories you have the ability to burn, you're sleeping... Your energy.
So is there a way to compensate?
Yeah, you have to take Synthroid or like a substitute.
Gotcha.
A replacement therapy.
So when did you lose your thyroid?
17 years ago. I didn't lose it. I know right where it is.
I mean, when did you?
17 years ago.
When did they take your thyroid?
17 years ago tomorrow.
Hmm. Okay, well, you're a survivor.
I am.
Good for you.
Yep. Me and my sister.
New respect for you.
You really don't. What was the most popular spectator sport in Australia?
I should know this. Cricket.
Australian rules football. Macau is an autonomous territory which belongs to which country?
Macau is where the parrots are from. Madagascar.
China. Malbec, Sangiovese, and Syrah are all types of
wine.
What are the colors that appear on the flag of France?
Red, white, and blue?
Yes. What common kitchen item is made up of sodium and chlorine atoms?
Salt.
Which salt, by the way, you need the iodine in salt for a healthy thyroid. Just a little side note. In geometry, how many sides are on a heptagon?
Six.
Seven.
Seven.
Who was credited with the assassination of Jesse James?
Pat Garrett.
Robert Ford.
Oh, who did Pat Garrett kill?
I don't know.
Billy the Kid, you said?
Pat Garrett.
Did you say Billy the Kid?
No, Jesse James.
Oh, okay. Pat Garrett was Billy the Kid. My mistake.
The archaeological site, Göbekli Tepe, is located in what country?
Israel.
Turkey. Regarding data storage, what does SSD stand for?
No idea.
Solid state drive. In the movie The Terminator, what is the name of the company that created Skynet?
No idea.
Cyberdyne Systems. What is the name of a dog created by crossing a Labrador Retriever and a poodle?
A golden doodle. My friend Jim Conley just got one.
Labradoodle, yes.
A Labradoodle, I'm sorry, yes. Just got one. A little puppy named Delaney.
Very nice. What country's current capital city is an anagram of its former capital city?
Good question.
This is like a common crossword.
Sofia, I have no idea.
Tokyo and Kyoto, Japan.
Gotcha.
All right, it is quarter up already. So we're going to go to the last commercial break, and we'll run through the March programs when we come back.
And the Friends of the Huntington County Library book sale.
All right.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch.
Starring.
Fascinated by a squirrel. What did you say?
Starring.
Featuring. Your pronouncers.
Library Show with the stars. Art Carney. Audrey Meadows. Okay, the Friends of Hunterdon County Library Book. Are you waiting for me to talk? Or
no, I was thinking that Jim Gano will be in at... at 12 o'clock to take care of business.
What kind of pause was that? Was that for effect?
I lost my train of thought.
Okay. The Friends of the Huntington County Library Book Sale. It's the 22nd annual used book sale put on by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. This year, the sale dates are April 27th through April 30th. Let's start off with book donations, Jennifer. We need books to sell. That's first off.
First off.
So we have book drives at the Grange. The Grange, of course, is the Grange building at the Roger K. Everett Fairgrounds on that same old Route 179 right up from the South County Branch Library, Jennifer. So we have two book drives this year, Saturdays, April 14th and April 21st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you have a lot of books that you're looking to get rid of and want to donate, all you do is load them into your car, drive down to the fairgrounds on the 14th or the 21st of April, and we have people there to unload your car for you. You can just sit there back and check the messages on your phone, or don't know what to do that while you're driving, Jennifer.
Talk to your wife.
Who came with you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Put the radio on, whatever, till we unload the car. If you have smaller amounts of books, you're welcome to drop them off in the lobbies of any of our county libraries up until mid-April. Anytime.
Anytime. And we'll still take donation. We take donations year-round.
Yes, but these will go toward the book sale. And then, okay, so the book sale proper, I mentioned, it is at the fairgrounds, the county fairgrounds in Ringgoes, New Jersey. Friday, April 27th is the preview sale, which is probably sold out by now.
The morning session is, they're having two this time, a morning and an afternoon, and I don't believe the afternoon is yet.
Okay, so there's an afternoon pre-sale from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. For more information on how to get an application for that, email the Friends of the Huntington County Library at FOHCL, friends? No, just FOHCL?
Isn't it on your flyer?
Probably somewhere.
All right.
FOHCL friends, Jennifer.
Oh, it is.
At gmail.com.
That's redundant. Friends of Huntington County Library friends.
Don't, because they'll change it. Saturday, April 28th is the first day of the sale proper. Early bird admission from 8 to 10 a.m. To be eligible for early bird admission, it's free for Friends of the Huntington County Library members, or you can pay $20 and get in 2 hours early to the sale. The free public admission starts at 10 a.m., and the sale ends on Saturday at 5 p.m. On Sunday, it's half-price day, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Jennifer. All books are half-price. And then Monday, April 30th, and we've been doing this for the last couple years now, it's bag sale day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll give you a bag. You fill it up with books, as many books as you can fit in that bag, for $5 only. The books we do accept, Jennifer, going back to the donations. So this is what will be on sale at the book sale. Hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Let me see if I can find the prices, Jennifer. Yes. So hardbacks and large trade paperback and children's hardback books are usually $2. Except, of course, on a half-price day. They're only $1, Jennifer. Mass-market paperbacks and children's softcover books are only 50 cents apiece. Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in the Special Collections Boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories.
And I will say they were very well sorted last year.
Yes. And let me just mention that all of the money from the preview sale, Jennifer, goes to the Friends of the Huntington County Library Scholarship Fund, which gives five scholarships out to the five local high schools in Huntington County. So it's a great thing. All the money that you give to the Friends goes to a good cause. So it's a great group. If you'd like to join, be a member of the Friends and actually help with the book sale, well, let me give you that email address again, FOHCL friends. They didn't say friends twice.
Friends. What's the first F?
Friends, but...
It's redundant. It's like saying it's like saying a PIN number.
I don't have any problem with it.
I do. Personal identification number.
Okay, I'm going to let's move on. We've got about 2 minutes left. Let's hit a couple programs, Jennifer, before we say goodbye for the day.
Say goodbye, goodbye. The Winter Reading Club, It's No Better Time to Read, is coming to an end. And the end of the winter party will be held on March 14th, 2018. Don't know what time because it's not on the flyer, at the North County Branch Library.
Very good. Refugee Kids. One Small School Takes on the World, Jennifer. This is a special movie showing on Tuesday, March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, a short documentary that follows students at a New York City summer program for children seeking asylum from the world's most volatile conflicts. Since this is a special movie, a discussion will follow and handouts will be provided. Refugee Kids, Tuesday, March 13th at 7 p.m. All the programs Jennifer and I talk about, of course, are free and open to the public. For more information, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us.
And that,
click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, and all of the flyers and information will be at your fingertips.
That wily rascal Fred Miller will be returning next week to do his program.
He's a rascal, isn't he?
Oscar Snubs, 1940 to 1964. He'll be doing it Wednesday, March 14th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, and he will repeat it Thursday, March 15th at 2 p.m. at the Headquarters Library. And the last program coming up before we see you again next time is Wednesday night, March 14th at the Headquarters Library. Bob and Terry Suter will be here with the Borderline Bluegrass Band, and Bob Harris usually makes up the rest of that band. Bob is a phenomenal banjo picker, and Terry is a terrific bass player, and she keeps Bob in line. They've been described as one of the hottest bluegrass bands in the Northeast. There's still some reservation, still some space available.
Sure. We can always fit you in.
So call 788-1434 or go to the events calendar, as Jim said before, hclibrary.us, and sign up. And I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Before the day is over, President Trump is expected to detail and order tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. He tweets this morning, quote, looking forward to 3:30 p.m. meeting today at the White House. We have to protect and build our steel and aluminum industries. Critics worry the tariffs will spark a trade war, and Republican lawmakers have written the president to implement a more surgical approach to tariffs than he's discussed so far. Meanwhile, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says he will only take steps that make things better for steel and aluminum workers who don't get a fair deal now.
It's a reality for many of our steel and aluminum workers, just as it was reality for many coal miners, many people in manufacturing, who are so grateful that this president is keeping his promises.
The latest Northeast winter storm by the numbers, over a million people still without power, over 2,500 air flights have been canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, tastes great and lasts for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to Numana.com.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
First-time jobless claims rising a bit last week, but the Labor Department says the trend still points to a strong labor market. The department announcing today initial claims for benefits were up by 21,000 to a seasonally adjusted 231,000 for the week that ended March 3rd. Claims had dropped to 210,000 the week before, and that was the lowest level since December of 1969. The head of the U.S. Forest Service is accused of sexual misconduct and has left his job. The service chief, Tony Took, made the announcement of his immediate retirement last